A reading from the book of Ecclesiastes. Vanity of vanities, says Koheleth. Vanity of vanities, all things are vanity. Here is one who has labored with wisdom and knowledge and skill, and yet to another who has not labored over it, he must leave property. This also is vanity and a great misfortune. For what profit comes to a person from all the toil and anxiety of heart with which he has labored under the sun? All his days, sorrow and grief is his occupation. Even at night, his mind is not at rest. This also is vanity. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. You turn man back to dust, saying, return, O children of men, for 1,000 years in your sight are as yesterday, now that it is past, or as a watch of the night. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. An end of them in their sleep. The next morning they are like the changing grass, which at dawn springs up anew, but by evening wilts and fades. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Return, O Lord, how long? Have pity on your servants. If today you voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Fill us at daybreak with your kindness, that we may shout for joy and gladness all our days. And may the gracious care of the Lord our God be ours. Prosper the work of our hands for us. Prosper the work of our hands. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, if you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, your life, appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. Put to death, then, the parts of you that are earthy: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desires, and the greed that is idolatry. Stop lying to one another, since you have taken off the old self with its practices, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed for knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is not Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, or free, but Christ is all and in all. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia. Alleluia, Alleluia,
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, Alleluia. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Alleluia. 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 Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." Jesus replied and said, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbiter?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have enough space to store my harvest." Then he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all of my grain and other goods, and I shall say to myself, 'Now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you, and the things that you have prepared, to whom shall they belong?' Thus it will be for all who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God." The Gospel of the Lord. I'm not quite sure why I remember this Sunday. This is the only time in the readings that Ecclesiastes comes up on a Sunday reading in any of our cycles. But 6 years ago on this Sunday was my first Sunday in California at the novitiate. And it was always a big deal the first Sunday. The new novices are there, the new staff. The chapel sat about 50 people, perhaps, if we were very friendly, about 50 people. And everybody came, because they wanted to see the new crew, they wanted to see the new formators, they just wanted to see everything that was going on and introduce themselves and become our friends. It was all wonderful. Then the first reading came up. And this tiny, tiny little old woman stood up to come forward to the sanctuary. She was tiny. And all of a sudden her daughter stood up to help her walk up to the platform. It wasn't even a sanctuary, it was a platform in the middle of the room, and to get her up the one step to get her into the ambo. And myself, oh God, what's gonna happen? And this little tiny woman reared her head back and said, "Vanity of vanities, all things are vanity." And the whole chapel just stopped and stood up. She had been a Shakespearean actress her entire life. And she was still an actress at age 90. She had not forgotten her skill, had not forgotten anything. And in my own vanity, I'm looking at this tiny little woman saying, "This is gonna be a great disappointment." And I still remember it 6 years later. How good that woman was and what a marvelous woman she was, because ultimately she was truly rich in the things of God. And that's what we're here today to remember and to honor, to become rich in the things of God. If you look up the meaning of vanity, it's probably not what you think. It's a vapor that evaporates, that has no substance, it has no being. That's one definition. The other is it's empty. Vanity comes from the Latin word for emptiness. It has no substance, it has no being, it has no purpose. And yet our world today is filled with vanity. We have vanity mirrors in our car. You pull the flap down to look at yourself before you get out to make sure you're presentable. You put it back up. I know going out, this gospel reminds me too, driving out Lake Road on the west side. My sister lives in Avon Lake, and there's something I was saying in some parts of the west side that if we go out that way, is can we take the long way? The long way is Lake Avenue, all the way out. That was my mother's only request whenever we got in the car. Please take the long way out there. The freeway is boring. So what do you see on Lake Avenue now? And I think of this so often, people buying house after house after house to tear them down so they can build a bigger house with 5 bedrooms and 6 baths and a party room and all the stuff you need to have in a house today. And my friend from Europe was driving down Lake Avenue and he said, who are they trying to impress? Themselves? Who are they trying to impress with these McMansions built with the lake as your backyard? Build more, build bigger, build more monuments to myself, and what do you do with it? Someday you sell it, because maybe you can't afford the mortgage. You can't afford to keep it. All of this stuff, we have 2 new friars moving into our community this week, and I forgot, I lived on time up on the 3rd floor, and I never emptied out a closet that I had. Well, I'm emptying out that closet now. Where did all this stuff come from? Do I need any of it? And the answer is mostly no. Mostly no. We fill our lives with stuff. Perhaps not in vain purposes, but we fill our lives with stuff. And Jesus asks us to fill our lives with him, to fill our lives with God, and put the vanity aside, because that's of the world. And there's nothing wrong with the world. There's nothing wrong with the world, but our values sometimes conflict. Our values don't always stand in right order with one another. And Jesus is asking us today to reflect on our values, to look at what we have, what do we need, and how are we taking care of the poor? Because one commentator said that's a totally wrong answer to tear down the barns. Said the totally right answer is to share what you have and fill the barns of the poor that are already built. Can you imagine what the world would be like? Can you imagine? Especially this community. For decades, has been emptying out its closets to care for the poor, the forgotten who come here from all over the city. If the example of this community could be shared with so many other places, what could this city be? What could our community be? If we simply filled our lives with the stuff that matters. We're not born this way. We're not wired this way. We come into the earth and a living being, but this living being appropriates things throughout the world, especially our mind, our hearts, our desires. We're like a blank slate coming into the world, and the challenge is, what do we write on that slate? What do we put on the marks of our soul, the character and the quality of our lives? My aunt had an attic full of stuff. Attic full of stuff. And then when she died, her children didn't know what to do with it. But she would go up there and she would find, oh, who has this? And she would go up in the attic and she would find the one thing that no one else could find hidden in the attic. And she'd say, see, I told you. That's why the attic's full, because you never know when you're going to need it. Jesus tells us today, you never know when you're going to die either. You never know when life is going to come, and God's embrace of sister death will come to each of us. And as the scripture says today, maybe it comes tonight. God forbid it does. But praise God if it does as well. What do we have to account for our lives if God came to embrace us this night? It's not about building bigger barns. It's about sharing what we have with others to build the kingdom and heavenly virtues, forgetting the vanity of the world and all the trappings that go with it, to rely on the goodness, the mercy, and the power of God.